Get up, get dressed, get to work. Get up, get dressed, get to work.
Your morning routine can be a real drag.
Get to work.
Unless you get smart. McIntyre in the Morning with Doug, Leanne, and Randy. Mornings 5 to 10. KABC. Los Angeles, Orange County. A Cumulus station.
KABC News is live and local at 11 o'clock. I'm Jeff Whittle. And local officials have given another update on the Creek Fire burning in the Sylmar area. And KABC's own James Rojas now joins us live from the scene. James?
Jeff, LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says everybody north of Foothill Boulevard from Glen Oaks to the La Crescenta border is now under a mandatory evacuation. And we could see more.
So we're in this far west.
LA County Fire Chief Daryl Osby says we are facing critical fire behavior in ways that people may not have experienced in the past. Meantime, the 210 freeway has been closed in both directions between San Lentahunga and the 5 freeway. Reporting live from the fire command post at Hanson Dam, James Rojas, KABC News.
Thanks, James. Also, several schools closed in that Sylmar area because of the Creek Fire, including Harding Elementary, Hubbard Elementary, Sunland Elementary, Plainview Elementary, and Brainerd Elementary Schools, as well as Mount Gleason Middle School, Vaughn Early Education Center, Verdugo Hills High, Sylmar High, and Mount Lucan's Continuation High. Now, the large animal evacuation center set up at the LA Equestrian Center is now full, but people can take horses and other large animals to Pierce College in Woodland Hills. Now, the Thomas Fire in Ventura County has blackened over 45,000 acres, destroyed 150 structures. It's still at 0% containment. About 20,000 homes and businesses in Ventura County still without power, but that number down from about 180,000 customers earlier. Now, a third brush fire broke out in the Rye Canyon Loop neighborhood of Santa Clarita around 9:30 this morning. That blaze had charred about 25 acres at last report. Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan, the longest-serving member of Congress, says he's retiring as of today amid several sexual harassment allegations, and he's endorsing his son to fill his seat. And a Republican congressman from SoCal not on board with the GOP's tax reform plan.
Representative Daryl Issa from the San Diego area says the reform boils down to two bills. One is a tax cut designed to stimulate the economy, and the other raises taxes by picking winners and losers.
And we as Californians, we're losers simply because eliminating the deduction for state and local taxes for people who itemize is going to be very expensive, very costly in tax increases to California.
Representative Issa was a guest on McIntyre in the Morning. I'm Leanne Tweeden, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The IOC has banned Russia, all Russian athletes, from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea for the systemic manipulation of anti-doping rules. Now, the Steelers rallied to beat the Bengals 23-20 to improve to 10-2 on the season. First-place L.A. Kings put their four-game winning streak on the line tonight when they host Minnesota at 6:30 p.m. right here on KABC. Ducks visit second-place Vegas tonight. That sports on the home of the L.A. Kings, 790 KABC. KABC News Time, 11:03, with dependable traffic when you need it most.
Freeway closed between the 5 and the 2. Foothill Boulevard is open but extremely difficult. The 5 freeway also shut down indefinitely at the 126. That's going to be both directions. Northbound's jammed from Lyons, southbound all the way back to Lake Hughes. Now, if you're on the southbound side of the 5 at Burbank, also clearing a crash in the right lane, back up here to Brantford. North 110 to 23rd in the South Bay Carson area. An accident with a big rig got you jammed from Anaheim Street. South 405 at the 90, working on an accident from the right lane. And also on the 210 West connector to the South 15, that's closed with a crash. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This segment brought to you by Heal.com.
KABC SoCal weather, sunny today. Highs mid-60s to the mid-70s with a wind advisory for the L.A. Basin and high wind warning for the valleys till 4 p.m. Gusts could hit 60 miles an hour in the valleys. Right now it is 64 in Westwood, 58 in Lake Forest. It's 57 in Northridge. Get news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
It's Peter Tilden.
At 10!
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, continues hour number 2. Got the news quiz we're going to do for tickets to go see Stevie Wonder. We have lots of stories, but we want to start out with Mr. James Rojas, KBC News reporter in Sylmar, to give us an update on the fires that are raging right now. Good morning, James. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. Yeah, we're trying to stay safe over here. The fire has grown to 4,000 acres. That's a big jump from the 200 we saw early this morning. And I'm actually here at Hanson Dam in Lakeview Terrace, right on the border of Sylmar also. And this is where, you know, usually firefighters, they come here to take a break, to be safe, to get food. But the fire is actually right by us, by the 210 freeway. This is a very fast wind-driven fire that's only expected to get worse, because we are expected to see these winds, these Santa Ana wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour, continue today and into tomorrow night, possibly.
So what happened with the winds that way? They can't fly anything at all, right? They can't do the water dropping and chemical dropping copters, planes. They can't do any of that.
That's right. And it's up to the actual discretion of the pilots. They're asked, you know, looking at the weather conditions, do you feel comfortable flying over here? And right now, the risk and reward, the risk is outweighing the reward right now. So yeah, we have downed airplanes that are not able to drop or make water drops or try to prevent its progress. Right now, firefighters, they're literally trying to catch up to this fire. It's moving much faster than they can go. And you may be able to hear it right now. I'm here at the wind is very strong. Here at Hanson Dam is just throwing all this smoke, ash, and dirt all around. It's very miserable for everybody here.
So in trying to get ahead of it and anticipating, based on what you just said, since they can't do the water dropping crafts, since they think it's going to be Santa Ana conditions well into tomorrow, do they have firefighters coming from other communities, other area, other states, in the anticipation that this thing is going to grow at the rate that it's been growing?
That is in the works. Right now we're told that 700 fire personnel, that's including LA City Fire, LA County Fire, and Cal Fire, they're all working together. So nearly 1,000 firefighters on this fire. But again, we are also kind of being spread thin. We have this second fire, or this third fire, really, Rye Fire in Santa Clarita that recently popped up. And then we have the fire in Ventura County that's around, my last check, 45,000 acres. So right now it is our resources are being spread thin. Actually, the airplanes and aerial drops that would have been used for this fire near Hanson Dam, they're being redirected to Santa Clarita because wind conditions are a little bit better. So they're able to at least attack that fire right now. But they're not expecting this fire to stop anytime soon. And they're actually predicting more fires to start in this area, because once an ember just catches wind, it can travel for miles. All it has to do is find a dry spot and then just combust.
What's the scope of the fire? Where's it? If you can give me the northern and southern, and give me some of the parameters so people listening know, who are either at work or driving toward the area, around the area, what's being affected at this point? How far?
So right now, if you are in Sylmar or Sunland Tahunga, you may not be directly right next to the fire, but the smoke is very overwhelming. The majority of the fire is north of the 210 freeway, in between, we have Glen Oaks to La Crescenta. That border right now is under a mandatory evacuation. And we're being told that residents as far west as Porter Ranch, should actually be getting ready right now. They don't expect that spread of the fire to start today, but it's very well possible that fire could spread tomorrow to that area. So that's why they are also reiterating the fact that you need to be prepared. You need to get your important documents, your family, your animals, all in order, because a lot of these residents, they were awoken in the middle of the night by the fire. And not by the fire, but by the sound of the wind. People were waking up in the middle of the night to look out their window to see the fire coming their way. And so this is something that we've seen in Northern California. You remember a lot of people, they had no time to pack up anything. They were awoken in the middle of the night. That's the same thing we saw here last night.
Talking to James Rojas, KBC News reporter, I saw that Jerry Brown, the governor, just called the state of emergency. And can you give us the information that you know about Santa Clarita, the scope of that, too?
The Santa Clarita fire, that started not too long ago. I'm pulling up my notes right now. Let's see. It's estimated around 200 acres. The 5 freeway has been closed in both directions due to the fire, and that's because the fire is near the vicinity of also Route 126. But this right now, we don't have a cause for any of these fires. It will be a while until we actually do find out what the cause was. But again, if you are in the general vicinity of any of these fires, firefighters can't drive that point enough that you need to be ready and prepared, even if you think that, you know, you're probably safe. It's better just to be ready just in case.
And move your car if it's parked in an area, because they're gonna tow it or move it if they have to get through, because of the red flag warnings that are in effect right now till the end of the Santa Ana's. And as you had said, an ember can fly a half a mile and light something else on fire. So we're all at high alert as far as other fires that can crop up and the three that are happening right now. And I thank you, James, for your updates. James Rojas, KBC news reporter in Sylmar, telling us what's happening there on the ground. James, take care and stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Take it easy. So kind of a mess for a lot of people, a lot of people without power, a lot of people being asked to move. And we've all, I think, everybody can hear my voice, has been through that. Dino, you've been through it. Steve, been through it. Yeah, we've been evacuated. Don't mess around with that. Get your stuff together now, because I've been there three times. And when they come, it's a shocker, because all of a sudden you hear the announce, get out. No time at that point to start putting stuff in your car. Have it ready to go. Think about it now. That way, if it doesn't happen, you're ahead of the curve. If it does happen, you're not shocked, and your parasympathetic nervous system is kind of prepared for it, because you kind of mentally prepared for it. And it would be a good thing to do. Segueing for a moment, I happened to be sitting at my desk preparing this morning for the show, and saw, you know, had CNN on, had Fox on, was checking stuff around, and saw LeVar Ball come on. He's pulled his son out of UCLA. And the reason he's pulling out of UCLA, it's enough time already. He's suffered enough. He's been penalized enough. It's been bad enough. And he's mad at the school, because he feels the school is unduly punishing his kid for stealing it from several stores in China. Not such a bad thing. I think I got his quote somewhere. Oh, my gosh. Well, here's what he said. Listen to the comments, and I'll give you his quote. What he said that just made me nuts. But give a listen.
I even sent him a pair of the ZO2s. Come on now.
You sent the president a pair of
red,
sneakers?
Red, white, and blue. I sent him three pairs.
Three pairs?
Red, white, and blue. Show him that we patriotic. Hey, and didn't get a thank you. But I ain't going to stress it out.
He's Don King, by the way. And you know what? Maybe he's a great dad. Maybe he's got an interest in his kids. But I'll tell you what. The son that's with the Lakers already has such a high bar to meet, because the dad presented him as he's the guy. He's Kobe Bryant. You know, he's the best of the best. And he's not yet. He's in his rookie year. And when rookies go to an NBA team, you get eaten alive, because usually it's a different world over there. So he's set his son up for that. And the other sons, here's what he's saying. The way I look at it, okay, LiAngelo was shoplifting. He wasn't physical. You know, he confessed for it. Nobody got hurt. So it's enough punishment already. And he's really mad at the NCAA.
We got the NCAA holding back, where they waiting 2 and 3 months to tell him if he can play or not. That's one of the main reasons he went to UCLA, is to play basketball. That's his passion. And for them to prolong this and go on and on, it's ridiculous to me. What happened to them, it's been long enough punishment. Okay, over there in China, they dropped the charges. But they learned their lesson, and now it's a harsher treatment over here.
So what he's trying to teach his kids are that you're above it all, man. The shoplifting thing, and the son had the same kind of attitude. There last month, you know, the game against Georgia Tech, the son said, he and his teammates were out. Here's his quote. Me and my teammates were out shopping when people started taking stuff. So it's not him. People started taking stuff. Who were people? He saw like a phalanx of people. People ran into the store and just started taking stuff. He said he wasn't thinking. And I took something too. So it wasn't so bad, because I just joined. Well, robbery is robbery. And you went three stores. You represented UCLA. You represent the United States. And you go over there. I'm sure these kids were read the Riot Act before they went over there, on the plane over there, in their hotel room over there. They were showed flip charts. They were showed, hey, guys, you represent the United States. You represent the college. Don't do anything stupid. And yet you're 9 feet tall. You're the only guys in that country. They're 9 feet tall. There's cameras everywhere, and you're taking stuff from multiple stores. He said, I wasn't thinking. We left thinking we'd just get away. You know how kids think. I didn't realize till I got back to my hotel. I'm like, that was stupid. But by the end, it was too late. Sure enough, the next morning, the police came and got us. He spent a day and a half or something like that, he said, in a Chinese jail. And here's his quote. It was horrible. They take your clothes. You wear whatever they have for you. Yeah, that's called prison. A little jumpsuit or whatever. They take your shoestrings. You just sit in the cement cell for however long. It's just you and all the officers, and they don't speak English. So the dad is upset. He's upset. He's now taking him out of UCLA. Good. This kid, from what I understand, is not the best of the family. And to take him out and think he's going to just get an NBA contract, he's already got a shoe. The dad's already got a shoe. So he's marketing them. And by the way, remember, your dad, while you were sitting in that prison, what was your dad doing? He was out with the TV show, The Ball in the Family, miles away, shooting the TV show. That's how upset he was about you being in prison. He's, guess what? If you go, he's still got two other sons. Maybe there's more balls to go for, more balls in the air. So he's really upset about this. They asked him this morning about a fallback plan. He said, all these boys are going to be on the Lakers. Watch how I do this. People are going to look up and say, how did they all get on the Lakers? And he said, I have no fallback plan. Because if I got a fallback plan, that means I'm 80% this way and 20% to my fallback. I'm 100% in, so I never get stopped. This guy, watching what he's doing to his kids, yes, he's got a national attention. Yes, he's got sneakers out there for hundreds of dollars. Yes, he got the president his sneakers. And what an ass for not thanking the president. You should thank everybody and their brother for the fact that your kids got out of China and didn't have to wait there to go on trial because of the people who intervened and how they got them out. And instead of being gracious about it, I guess he's the showman. He's P.T. Barnum. He's doing this Ringling Brothers, Don King, just talking him up, and trying to get the $395 shoe out there. How about that? So his college eligibility, I guess, is blown. I guess he's going to have to homeschool him. Maybe they'll find some other kids in the neighborhood and start a team. And his Big Baller Brand, the website, what I love there, if you go to the website, he says it was founded on core family values, which is pretty stunning. So didn't want his kid to sit out. It's enough already. And as far as accountability and punishment, he was destroying his kids. They were destroying his kids' playability, not to mention that his kid did something to destroy his own playability. And as I'm reading that story, I remember the study that came out yesterday about parenting and how you punish your kid. And the new study says that there's a spanking study that came out that says it relates to dating violence. If you were spanked, you have an increased chance of having dating violence because that's what you grew up with. Striking a child for any reason, pointing to research that links corporal punishment to mental health disorders and aggression. The study confirms and extends previous research that says children who experience violence at home, even if it is couched as for their own good, end up using violence later in their lives. Because parents are the most important people in their children's lives, whether they admit it or not, as LeVar is to his kids. Boston University Associate Professor Emily Rothman, an expert in dating and partner violence, said, the experience of having someone direct aggression to you increases the likelihood that you'll fall back on aggression when in a fight or fight moment. Having been hit by a parent can elevate stress and reduces a child's coping skills. So, a matter of fact, in this country, though, it's so high. In other countries, they're trying to do away with smacking your kids. In the United States, the latest data through 2016 shows that 73, almost 74%, strongly agree with the sentiment that it's okay to punish your kid by spanking them. So if that would be the case, and they said that this violence results from spanking, all of us would be, because all of us were you spanked, Dino? Yes? Steve, were you smacked? No. Joe was not smacked. Joe, really? You grew up down south and you weren't smacked? That's shocking. Were you belted or tree trunked or hit with a switch or any of that stuff? Nothing? Or did they do what my family did, spanking and oh, you grew up in Chicago. That's right, I thought. I forgot. Your parents moved after that. My parents, I had the poo-poo platter. I had the mix. They did the verbal abuse. They denigrated me and they also spanked. But I didn't go on to become violent. I'm a complete wuss when it comes to a fight. I'm the first one to run the other way. It's interesting, though, and, you know, when you do studies, you have to make sure of cause and effect. An example, that one of the great examples to use, and they used it in this article, people who move to Florida are more likely to have Alzheimer's. Or is it that people with Alzheimer's or are about to get Alzheimer's in the midst end up moving to Florida for retirement? So what's the cause and effect there? So they know that children who are spanked may have a number of behavioral problems to start with. So the spanking could be because the parents have tried all this stuff and ended up spanking them. So as far as a cause and relationship, I don't like spanking. I don't spank my kids because I feel like there are alternatives to spanking. There's stuff that there's timeouts when they're little. There's stuff you can take away from them. There's talking stuff out. There's giving them all kinds of other punishments as far as grounding them, etc. But I feel like I've lost when I have to spank my kids. Although my father, like I said, not a problem. Almost every dinner ended. That was the punctuation right before dessert, was my brother saying something asinine and me sitting closest to my father. So I get smacked because I laughed at my brother's suggestion. He never got, how stupid was I growing up that I let my brother sit two seats away from my father? Took me till I was like 17 till I realized, oh yeah, I should move my seat on the other side. So the new spanking study, there's a good chance if you've been spanked that you're going to end up getting into some kind of dating violence based on this study, that the propensity goes up and that we shouldn't spank. So there you go. Talk Radio 790 KABC. What you should do is be supportive like LeVar. No matter what your kid does, diminish it and say you're a superstar. You're already better than anybody. We'll be back right after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. Sponsored by Volvo, there are several freeway closures, all fire-related. 210 closed from the 5 to the 2. Foothill is open but jammed. 5 freeway is also closed at the 126. Indefinitely got northbound delays from Lyons, southbound from Lake Hughes, and the 118 is closed now. San Fernando on over toward the 210. Elsewhere, northbound side of the 110 to 223rd have been working out a crash with a big rig. Backing up to Anaheim Street, south 405 at the 90 was an earlier crash that left you backed up to the 10. And also on the 215 freeway southbound at Central have been working out a crash. Carpool 3 left block jam now from the 91 interchange. Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Till the 10 continues. Hour number two. Call right now. You're hearing some Stevie Wonder. He's going to be at his 21st annual House Full of Toys benefit concert, along with Dave Matthews, Tony Bennett, Pharrell Williams, and I got tickets right here. And we're going to do the news quiz in just a moment. Call now, 800-222-5222. He's going to do his Inner Vision album and some of his other albums. Amazing. Going to be an amazing night. So call now. Spoiler alert, I don't want to ruin the Curb Your Enthusiasm, the last episode, possibly forever. I don't know if Larry is going to come back and do anymore, because this may be it. But I'll give you a second to cover your ears. In the final episode, they actually had a signing person, an interpreter, who was signing for, I won't ruin that, for a Broadway musical type thing that was going on. And I'm laughing at this, and she was very well endowed, and the audience was watching her instead of the performance. So that created havoc. But, and this has happened before. It happened with President Obama. He had a fake sign language person. Well, the Tampa Police Department at a press conference about a suspected serial killer on November 28th. Woman standing up there next to him, Derlin Roberts, she stood to the right of the Tampa police chief, Brian Dugan, as he announced the arrest of this guy, Howell Donaldson III. She knew, I guess, enough about signing that she was faking it, but it was not accurate, and it was a complete disservice, they're saying, to the deaf. A professor, a deaf woman who teaches sign language, said she was watching it, and it looked like she was signing jingle bells the whole time. She was just waving her arms all around. She just showed up at the press conference, said she's a signer, and I guess they accepted it, because how do you vet somebody that at that point? Said that their regular service was not contacted, so she was there, and she's shown up at some funerals and things like that around town and done signings. So people thought she was legit. It appears she's had a criminal record going back to 2005 for charges like fraud, but has not been charged with a crime in this instance. She couldn't be reached for comment. Nobody answered the door. But I remember there are a couple instances where people show up and start signing at events, major events, who have no knowledge of sign language. The funniest story on the other side was I hosted something at the Hollywood Bowl, and they had a sign language person there who's very good. And I said, do you do concerts here? And she said, yeah. And I said, do you do rappers? And she said, yeah. So wait a minute. So when they're cursing, using the N-word, doing it, you're signing all of that? And she said, and this is like a middle-aged conservative woman in pumps and in a pantsuit. Yeah, so she's got to be up there when Jay-Z or whoever's doing the thing going, and signing all of that to the audience. So I don't know how pleasurable that is if you're deaf and you're going to a rap concert. If you're getting the experience from her, but I thought that was pretty wild anyway. So if you're ever at an event and somebody's signing, I guess check her credentials. Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're going to do some news, and then we're going to do the news quiz next for tickets to go see Stevie Wonder's 21st annual House Full of Toys benefit concert. 800-222-5222. We'll be right back.
KABC News is live and local at 11:30. I'm Jeff Whittle. The 4,000-acre Creek Fire, which is burning in the Sylmar, Sunland, and Tahunga area, as well as Lakeview Terrace, it's still at 0% containment. Some homes may have been damaged or destroyed, according to L.A. County Fire Chief Deputy David Richardson.
There have been numerous structures threatened with reports of structures on fire. And specifically, for L.A. County, that's within the Cagle Canyon and Lopez Canyon communities.
L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has the latest mandatory evacuation zone.
It's everybody north of Foothill right now in a territory that stretches from on the western boundary, Glen Oaks, all the way to the La Crescenta border. We are now evacuating all of that. The 210 freeway is closed down.
One firefighter was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries after his bulldozer overturned. The Rye Fire, which erupted near Interstate 5 and Highway 126 in Santa Clarita around 9:30 this morning, has grown to 200 acres, according to the L.A. County Fire Department. No word on how many homes may be threatened by this latest blaze. And the Thomas Fire in Ventura County has blackened over 45,000 acres and destroyed 150 structures. It's still at 0% containment. About 20,000 homes and businesses in Ventura County still without power, but that number down from about 180,000 customers. This is considered possibly the worst Santa Ana wind event in a decade to hit Southern California. In other news, Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan, the longest-serving member of Congress, says he is retiring as of today amid several sexual harassment allegations. The 88-year-old Conyers is endorsing his son to fill his seat. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. The International Olympic Committee has banned all Russian athletes from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea for widespread doping that they've finally been caught at. Now, the Steelers 10-2 after beating the Bengals 23-20 on Monday Night Football. Pacific Division leading LA Kings go for their fifth straight win when they host Minnesota at 6:30 tonight on KABC. The Ducks visit second place Vegas at 7 p.m. That's sports on the home of the LA Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 11:33.
KABC has dependable traffic when you need it the most. There are several freeway closures in effect indefinitely, all fire-related. 210 freeway closed from the 5 to the 2. Foothill is open but very busy, and also 5 freeway shut down at the 126. You got northbound delays, very tough from Kelgrove, southbound from Lake Hughes, and the 118's been shut down as well. San Fernando on over to the 210. Northbound sign of the 110 at 223rd. I've been working on an accident here with a big rig. That's got you backed up to about Anaheim Street. Westbound 60, Diamond Bar, another accident here with a big rig involved, and 215 south at Central. I've been working on an accident, carpool 3 left block, and already backed up to the 91 interchange. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Here's your 790 KABC market check, and stocks are heading south here in late morning trading. The Dow now down 75 points. The S&P 500 in the red by 4, but the NASDAQ is still positive by 10 points. KABC SoCal weather. Sunny skies today, highs mid-60s to the mid-70s with a wind advisory for the L.A. Basin and a high wind warning for the valleys till 4 p.m. And we have a high wind warning for the local mountains all the way through Thursday afternoon. And right now, 70 degrees in Long Beach. Santa Ana checking in with 68. And it is right now it's 70 degrees in Chatsworth, and I'm Jeff Whittle, KABC. Get your news at the top of the hour, at the bottom, and when it breaks. I'm Jeff Whittle, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Call now. Call me if you're interested.
What's your phone number?
800-ABC-KABC.
Ask for the phone number, not the phone letters.
That's 800-222-5222.
Thank you.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tillman at 10 continues. Hour number two. Lots of news to get through. Of course, we have updates on all the fires, as you're hearing, and we'll continue throughout the day. But right now, it's time for the news quiz to see if, Adam in Sherman Oaks is going to get to go see Stevie Wonder. Adam, you're on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Peter. Doing okay. Hanging in there in the valley right now.
Yeah. Is the fire affecting you?
Yeah. So we're out in the field, so it's a little smoky, just sucking in a little bit of AC right now.
What do you do? What do you do for a living?
House painting.
Got it. Well, yeah, the ash was everywhere, all the way down in the South Bay today, and almost everybody is affected, no matter where you're driving, because the cars that are diverted are impacting other highways now where they wouldn't normally drive, which is why I said, well, we keep you posted all day. Well, let's see if I can give you some relief and send you to Stevie Wonder. You know how this works? Multiple choice, true and false. You listen to me carefully, and here we go. Who announced this morning that they will leave Congress after the harassment claims? Was it A, Al Franken, B, John Conyers, C, Anthony Weiner? A, B, or C?
That would be B.
Right. Anthony is in prison, Al's in the Senate, and John Conyers announced he's leaving Congress and endorsing his son, John Conyers III, to replace him following allegations of sexual harassment. I'm in the process of putting my retirement plans together. I'll have more about that very soon, said Conyers, who didn't to a Detroit. He did it on a Detroit radio station, so and it wasn't a hostile environment, and he didn't get any tough questions. And he also, as I recall, I didn't listen to the whole thing, didn't apologize or admit to anything, so kind of fascinating. Special counsel Robert Mueller recently issued a subpoena to whom in the Russian election meddling investigation? Was it the entire Mar-a-Lago resort, A, B, Trump University, B, or C, Deutsche Bank? Is it Mar-a-Lago, Trump University, or Deutsche Bank, A, B, or C?
I'll have to go with C on this one.
It just happened. Germany's largest bank received a subpoena from Mueller several weeks ago to provide information on certain money and credit transactions without giving details, adding key documents have been handed over. In the meantime, Deutsche Bank, which has loaned the Trump Organization hundreds of millions of dollars for real estate ventures, said it would not comment on any of its clients. So that's kind of fascinating where that's moving. According to analysis published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, eating for your health also improves, A, the health of your spouse, B, your financial situation, or C, the environment, A, B, or C?
C.
Paul, you're exactly right. Paul Behrens, a researcher at the University of Leiden in the Netherlands, found that if people in 37 different countries followed the dietary recommendations of their own governments, in general, he says, the shifts would be good for the planet, greenhouse gas emissions would fall, waterways would suffer less pollution from fertilizer, and less land would be required to feed people. Researchers recently found the International Space Station has the same what as residences on Earth. A, political arguments at zero gravity Thanksgiving table, B, microbes, or C, exorbitant rent? Is it A, B, or C?
I'll go with B on that.
It is the microbes, although the exorbitant rent, I'm sure, is true, too. A joint team of professional scientists and citizen scientists from Project Mercury, or Microbial Ecology Research, combining citizen and university researchers, and the Human Microbiome Project, they studied swabs taken by astronauts on the orbiting lab, and the types of bacteria found in the orbiting lab closely resemble those found in homes on Earth. So there you go. Disney is trying to purchase what? A, 21st Century Fox, Inc., B, Microsoft, or C, Everything Everywhere? Is it A, B, or C?
A.
Yeah, the lead to acquire much of 21st Century Fox's media empire, the rival suitor Comcast remains in contention. People familiar with the matter said on Tuesday, a deal with the media mogul Rupert Murdoch's Fox will give Disney more shows and movies for television and online distribution at a time when companies such as Amazon and Netflix are spending billions to bulk up on programming. A man hunting wild boar in Germany was killed by A, his hunting companion's bad aim, B, a wild boar, C, a stray World War II area landmine. Was it A, B, or C? A, B, or C?
I will go with B.
That's right. A man hunting wild boar in Germany was killed by a wild boar. The 50-year-old hunter was out of the group, not funny, but funny, on a hunting expedition Sunday near the German town of Grischwald, about 128 miles north of Berlin, when the hog managed to kill the gunman first, according to reports in the German news outlets. I don't know if he was armed or if he attacked him with his face. The mother of which famous rocker passed away Monday morning? Was it A, Elton John, B, Bruce Springsteen, or C, Paul McCartney? A, B, or C?
Faye.
That's right. Elton John's mom, Sheila Fairbrother, has died. She was 92. The legendary performer shared the news on Twitter early Monday morning. So sad to say that my mother passed away this morning, he wrote, captioning a photo of them. I only saw her last Monday, and I'm in shock. Travel safe, Mom. Thank you for everything. I'll miss you so much. And a final question. Famed economist Henry Kaufman recently said that what is the greatest challenge to workers? A, cheap foreign labor. B, robots. Or C, declining income and increasing wealth consolidation. Is it A, B, or C?
Definitely B.
It's B. Henry Kaufman, 90, the renowned economist, former managing director at Wall Street firm Salomon Brothers and author of Tectonic Shifts in Financial Markets, said that the greatest challenge that workers face and we society face is that labor over a longer period of time will become more and more obsolete. Labor will be replaced by machinery, automation, innovation, robotics, and artificial intelligence. But not you, my friend, because how do you get rid of a house painter or a painter, right? I don't think so yet. No robots there. Well, stay in the line, Adam. You did really well. And try and have a good day. We'll give you over to Dino, and he's got the tickets for Stevie Wonder and the 21st annual House Full of Toys benefit concert. Go have a great time, and I'll see you soon. Thanks. Or talk to you later. Talk Radio 790 KABC coming up. John Oliver and Dustin Hoffman got into it. Bill O'Reilly's being sued, and Danny Masterson has been fired from Netflix, The Ranch. I'll discuss all of those stories and more when Peter Tilden at 10 continues in a moment.
KABC has dependable traffic when you need it most. Several freeway closures remain in effect, all due to the fires. The 210 shut down from the 5 to the 2. Foothill is open but busy. And also on the 5 freeway, that's closed, but right at the 126 in both directions. You got northbound delays. They're huge from Calgrove, southbound from Templin Highway. And the 118 has been closed, San Fernando on over toward the 210. Northbound side of the 110 at 223rd. Continue to clear a big rig accident. This one's been here for a while. It's backed up toward Anaheim Street. West 60 at Diamond Bar is the newest accident. Big rig involved in the third lane from the left. Slow from Phillips Ranch Road and 215 south at Central. Also working on a crash with a carpool and left lanes have been blocked. Backing up here to the 91 interchange. I'm Rhonda Kramer, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilnitin continues hour number two. So before we go, I want to mention a couple things. Number one, Danny Masterson has been fired from Netflix's The Ranch over rape allegations. This was trending huge today. Couldn't get to it till now. But what's fascinating about this, Netflix and the producers of this The Ranch have written Masterson out of The Ranch, and yesterday was his last day on the show. However, unlike Kevin Spacey, unlike my show, where they're not airing an episode because they're an allegation against an actor, they're going to air the 10 episodes of The Ranch that are being released on Netflix next month, as well as a lot of episodes released in 2018 that are coming. He just won't appear in any episodes that have not yet filmed. So they're not trashing the whole series or saying, you know, we're not going to air it because he's in it. He said from day one, I've denied the outrageous allegations against me, never been charged with a crime, let alone convicted of one. In this country, you are presumed innocent until proven guilty. However, in the current climate, it seems as if you're presumed guilty the moment you're accused. Now, what's interesting is Louis C.K. immediately, Spacey immediately, Danny Masterson, 9 months. 9 months this has been going on there, which is kind of fascinating. And it's implied in a couple of the articles that because he's part of the Church of Scientology, and Leah Remini has mentioned this in the past, that there's a relationship between the Church of Scientology and the LAPD, and that they host some star-studded charity fundraisers for police, many of which are attended by Masterson. So the question is now going to be scrutinized. Did this drag on and on and on and on because of that? The victim and the suspect, by the way, lived together for 6 years but were not married. Apparently, he did something to her from the rear, from behind, that was not approved, if you know what I'm saying. Did not get that okay. And he had sex with her there in the behind. And the report confirmed by the LAPD in a statement read, the Los Angeles Police Department Romilly Homicide Sexual Assault Division is conducting an investigation involving the actor Danny Masterson. Three women have come forward and disclosed that they were sexually assaulted by Masterson during the early 2000s. So it's interesting. In the other instances, immediately Shows were shut down. I have in my situation, we got the call saying an actor was accused of something years ago. Don't run the episode. And yet all of these are going to run, and it took 9 months for this thing to play out, which is kind of fascinating. And then as a footnote, Bill O'Reilly is being sued by the woman. She's saying he violated his clause where he paid her off. He's publicly denied accusations. Lawsuit states O'Reilly's remarks portrayed this woman in a false light and disparaged her character. When they made the settlement, she said he wasn't allowed to talk about it. I'm not allowed to talk about it. So all of a sudden he's talking about it. He's saying, I'll get to the bottom of this. I'll prove these allegations are false, which means I'm a liar. So I'm not going to sit back anymore. And what she's saying through her lawyers is, okay, if you're going to talk about all the women that you paid off, then guess what? You just null and voided this agreement that we had, and I'm going to talk about it. So she's suing him back. And saying, you know what, all of us are going to come forward. Mullen said O'Reilly's comments not only violated their 2002 settlement agreement, but also illustrate a broader issue in which powerful men who are exposed as harassers attempt to discredit their victims. The reason women don't come out is because there's a pattern of these men lashing out. And again, we're waiting for O'Reilly. O'Reilly has said repeatedly, I will show you that these accusations are part of the media. It's an effort to destroy my career, etc. Yet he's paid off quite a few of these accusers. There's tapes of him saying stuff to accusers, and he hasn't come forward with any of that material yet. However, he's still believed by a large majority of his audience. However, he's not back on TV. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Let's do some crosstalk with Dr. Drew next. Looking for some crosstalk. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman at 10 wrapping up here. I'm making way for Dr. Drew, who's sitting right here, and I'm sure going to cover all these fires.
Yeah, I am sitting right here, and just the visuals on these fires are insane. And we're going to have, of course, our reporters, Roop and Rojas, and everybody down there giving us their play-by-plays. And they're in the middle of it. We'll hear about that. I'm also going to get my friend Alex Swoyer in here, who's speaking in the middle of it. She's in Washington. She's always in the middle of the various legal battles there. We're going to hear about the Supreme Court and the Baker thing. Thing about whether bakers have a right to decide who they bake for.
Who they bake for, exactly. Yeah.
And I bet it's highly nuanced. It's going to be very interesting because there seems to be a lot of sort of energy in the courts. You know, so that means there must be something interesting about it. So we'll see. Interesting.
Yeah, it's a big case.
Yeah. And we have the Ice House tonight, so I want everyone to turn out, please. Peter, you're going to be there?
I'm
your sons, everybody?
I'm not going to be there. And I would be there, and you know, I love you. I'd come in a minute, except it's 7,000 miles from where I am, and it would take me forever to get there. But everybody else, if you're out and about, it's a pretty good place to go.
The Ice House is great. The Ice House is so fun. Intimate club, it's fun. It's one of the oldest.
And you guys are not, like, what, explain for 2 seconds what it is you do exactly.
Well, first, Mike's going to do some stand-up. He asked if he could do that.
So that's worth the price of admission.
Fine. And if you've never seen Mike's stand-up, it's extraordinary. Then he and I will talk fun. I bring in our Emily Morris, our friend from Sex with Emily, who used to be on Loveline with us. She's going to come out.
Cool thing that you get to see that you don't get to see on radio because it's not a visual, it's implied, is Dr. Drew's facial reactions to Mike's comments.
Yes.
That's worth the price of admission alone.
Yes, you see my misery, and you also see me laugh at things you wouldn't.
Shock, the dismay.
Yes. You also see me laugh at things you might not think I would laugh at.
That's exactly right.
But it's funny and entertaining. It's a good time.
Come on,
bring your questions to be a part of it.
Go to the next one.
Just all right, 8 o'clock, Ice House, tonight. Be there.
All right, Dr. Drew's here, 800-222-5222. I'll see you later. Have a wonderful day. Be safe, everybody. And we'll keep you posted on all the fires that are burning in L.A. and around. Talking to 790 KBC.